And back on Coach's Rewind on Katy Country 94.1 with Lakeside Coach Caleb Howland. Coach, the old winning streak ended at 2. It was a good run. Victories over Stockton. And, geez, been a long day standing greens here. I can't remember who your first win was over. But
Pike Valley.
Thank you. Yeah, Pike Valley. Yep. Pike Valley and Stockton, and then ran into a pretty good Logan Palco team on homecoming on Friday night. How did you work out the weather and the hail, first of all?
Well, fortunately, it moved through about 5 o'clock, and we got almost 2 inches of rain, so the field was a little damp, but it worked out okay. So moved on through, and we were able to go out and do pregame and homecoming festivities and have the game on schedule. So.
Coach, 16-16 tie, a heck of a battle, and then they added, ended up being 38-16 at the end of the game. Just kind of talk about the first half versus the second half and what you saw on film.
Yeah, well, we kicked off the opening kickoff, and they returned that for a touchdown. We went down and scored, made it 8-8. And second quarter, we exchanged scores again, so it's tied 16-16 at half. I thought our defense was doing really well. Offensively, we struggled to move the ball. Logan was very aggressive on defense. They were a well-technique team, doing a good job there. Second half, we tried to make some adjustments on offense. Should have probably made some adjustments on defense also. But defensively, I felt we were doing pretty good. They just held on to the ball, and those running backs did a good job gaining 3-4 yards a carry, and they converted several fourth downs, and we just weren't able to get the defense off the field. And when we did have the opportunities, our offense wasn't executing real great. So we punt the ball back, and they would just play the ball control game. So Logan Palco did a great job neutralizing our offense, and we weren't able to slow down their offense that much in the second half. So,
well, Coach, ready or not, you play the toughest district in the state in 8-man Division I, includes yourself, Rock Hills, Clifton, Clyde, Sylvan, and Lincoln, among others. And I'll tell you how tough it is. And you, as you go to Clifton, Clyde Friday, Sylvan Lucas and Lincoln are a combined 6-0, and they're not even in the top 5 of the rankings. You also take on a Clifton Clyde team this week that has been pounded by Hanover in week 2, I believe. That was a pretty good score there. But all in all, just talk about the Clifton Clyde challenge this week and the district that, in my opinion, 8-man 1 is the toughest in the state.
Yeah, Clifton Clyde. They're going to run. They got a couple different players they put in at quarterback there. They run a lot of quarterback runs, a lot of options, some misdirections and zone reads. Defensively, we're just going to have to play really good, sound assignment football. Offensively, I'm hoping we can match them on offense. They got quite a bit of speed there at the quarterback position and at the running backs. They're 2-1. Hanover did beat them, but Hanover's a pretty darn good team this year also. Clifton Clyde's coming off an 8-0 victory against Lynn. And hopefully it'll be a good game for us if we can play defense and slow them down. And then after that, we get Sylvan Lucas and Lincoln, which are probably two of the toughest teams in this area. Division one, so those will be some tough games for us, and so we just focus on practice, on improving what we can improve on, and trying to build our technique and our system. So,
Coach Caleb Allen, Lakeside, 2-1 on the year. Things are going well, but now the big test and what everybody plays for, the end of the year playoffs. Best of luck against Clifton Clyde this week, and appreciate it. And congrats on a good 2-1 start.
All right, thank you very much.